All right, it is 12 o'clock. We'll call the order of the Tarrant County 911 District Board of Managers regular meeting for June 21st. And with that, we'll move on to the agenda announcements.
No, I mean.
Okay, then go to item three.
That is Frostbank signature card. And basically Renee was getting all of you guys' signatures. Then we still have one more, second one. And she's not here, so we'll have to wait.
Okay, great. Then we'll move to consent agenda.
Move approval.
I'll second.
Comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. We'll go to section five, assistance program.
Travis?
Good afternoon. So I had one piece of assistance request for Fort Worth. And it's going to be for some, Fort Worth PD for some training laptops and software to go with it. We have 12 laptops and then 12 Microsoft Office licenses for $26,382.96.
Any questions, board? We have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
And Chief Davis will be abstaining. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, one extension.
I have two requests for radio assistance that are to do with the Motorola maintenance. Do you want me to combine those or break those up?
How are you going to do it, Travis?
All right, we'll do both of them together. It's for the city of Irving and the city of Bedford for their annual.
Break them up.
Break them up?
Break them up.
All right, it's for the city of Irving for their Motorola annual maintenance, which is $186,268. And it was following the guidelines of the policy.
Okay, any discussion or questions for Travis on the Irving program? Have a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one's for the city of Bedford. Same request for the radio tower maintenance, but this is actually also their annual maintenance from Motorola. Theirs is 1/6 of the cost because they do a consortium and NetCo. But their request is for $37,513.
Any discussions?
Do we have somebody here that can speak to that one?
No.
Okay.
I used to be on the network, maybe that helps.
What questions do you have, Rick?
Is this the one that was?
That's next.
That's next, yeah.
Okay, move approval.
We have a motion for approval. Mr. Brunson, have a second.
I'll second.
A second, Aubrey. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
The next one is an appeal for the city of Saginaw. Chief Rangel here to speak on behalf of their department. Just a quick rundown is for the radio fees. To use a portion of their total allocated amount to cover a portion of their fees for $17,742. And Chief, if you want to speak on what happened, it's your time.
Yes, sir. So our dispatch center is headed up by a corporal with sworn position in the PD. That is the person that normally gets the award letters every year when y'all send them out. He was given direction in which to submit for the radio user fees that are in question here. In December, that person was terminated for a number of issues involving department policy and truthfulness allegations. After that, I learned that, hey, we haven't submitted anything at all. I got with the fire chief and Doug Spears with our city. He'd already submitted a request for payment on those fees. So therefore, we've already been paid. We've only done that as a reimbursement and a request through the 911 district. And so that's why I'm here today, is to appeal and see if I can get that recognized and apply that $17,000 towards our radio use fees. Kind of a Pandora's box, if you will, that occurred all at one time there in our city that led to this.
So moved. Any questions for the chief?
Make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it, Chief. Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to purchases over $25,000.
Abigail.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday.
Hey.
Thank you. Of course, there's toys and of course we have videos and visual aids here.
Determine where these are located. So I was watching the locations that you were putting up. Predominantly, those are in the city of Fort Worth, correct?
No, and actually, that's not true. Some of them were down on over there by Grand Prairie, but we've been doing this before. This will be the fourth time. So they were everywhere. Okay. So I just like grabbed which ones I had on my file and put them together to show you what they look like.
Okay.
But yeah, no, they're everywhere. There were some on 35 all the way north up there by North Tarrant Parkway. She pretty much will send me, it's 10 billboards, and then she'll, and I always make sure that they salt and pepper, but for some reason right now too, billboards are hot. So it's basically where you can fit in.
Okay.
So those popular billboards you may see around Alexandria, Grand Prairie, other cities, some people have permanent real estate, like Lamar's, the Billy Bob's, they have permanent real estate right here on this one, so no one can ever get that billboard.
Okay,
so.
I was just concerned there wasn't enough for sprinkling them for the entire district.
Absolutely, as best as I can and what they have available.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
So you're still within budget, obviously this is just a program request. And I think a number of us are suffering from a hiring perspective.
All of the above?
Yes.
I'm doing what I can. I'm trying to get a lot of stuff out there and everything. So
please do that.
No problem.
Great.
No problem, yes.
That's great. Thank you.
And then the next one is the Safety Smart Rally. I've missed this so much, and I'm really looking forward to getting it back into the schools. So I have reached out to several of the school districts, and they're all like, call us back in July. A lot of the admin has not given permission or had released where, hey, we can have guests back in. So I'm going to be calling them towards the end of next month to get that started again. I'm actually going to recycle the schools that we've been to since it's now been a few years since we first started the program. And then that way, there's going to be staff there that are familiar with it so that they can word of mouth, like, oh yeah, they were here 3 years ago, and just start the cycle right back over again. Because it'll be all new kids and everything like that. So yeah, $30,000 for that one.
Any questions? Again, you're within budget, so we think that's a good deal too. So that sounds great.
Move approved.
I'll second.
Is that for both of them?
I guess for both.
For both items.
Both, so.
A and B.
Yes.
For number six.
So Rick, you want to give me a motion for both?
Yes.
I'll make a second to approve both items.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously for both items under purchases over $25,000.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so we're going to update on public education. That's it for me there. Just keep going.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep rolling right into this. So I don't have to talk to you guys in forever. And so I was like, how can I make this where they're not going to be sitting here for 3 hours and everything that I've done? So I made a video. So here we go. And everything, like during the pandemic, like I said, I actually, it's going to sound funny, but the way I got to express it is I enjoy how it forced me to think out of the box. And the equipment and everything that the district provided me, I was able to set up a studio green screen in my house and videoed and edited and everything like that to still continue that and put them on YouTube and all the other social media platforms. So I'll give you a little fun example, and of course there's some funny stuff that happens.
Here with your special edition of 911 Education. April 11th through the 17th is National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week. This week is dedicated to recognizing the women and men of 911, or as we like to call them here in Texas, 911 first responders. National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week began in 1981, and by the 90s, it was nationally recognized. Everyone here at Tarrant County 911 District Office want to thank all of the 911 telecommunicators nationwide for your hard work and dedicated service to your community.
Focus! The 911 call.
911 call taker is going to ask you questions.
Been there.
Listen to me, I've got some great yarns and a coloring book. It's her color on the page. See how pretty it looks. I'm using crayons.
If you're writing the story, this is not a 911 emergency. You can call the non-emergency number to your local police department. Don't shake your body, baby. Do that phone guy know you can't control yourself any longer. Don't shake your body, baby. Do that phone guy know you can't control yourself any longer.
The dates and locations for our new summer event, Sunday in the Park with Tarrant County 911 District. This is a free event for the community and will be every Sunday this summer starting June 27th, excluding the 4th of July, and run until the last Sunday in August. I've invited my friends from 92.1 Hank FM to join on the fun. There'll be music and prizes, and most importantly, there'll be 911 trivia. Trivia will be both for kids and adults to participate in. All the kids that attend these events will receive a free kite from Tarrant County 911 District Office. Stay tuned to this video for a list of dates and locations of the parks that will be at this summer for Sunday in the Park with Tarrant County 911 District. I hope to see you out there this summer.
To get out there and teach the community about 911 and educate them about what the job is that these telecommunicators have. I'm super excited about a lot of these initiatives. They've been fun to watch and to watch your creativity on display. So thank you for putting your heart out there and backing the gold in the way that you do. I appreciate all of you guys.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Question.
Yes, Rick?
Pre-COVID, you had planned on running spots in the theaters for texting 911?
Yes.
I was at the theater this weekend twice and didn't see those. Is that, are we past that
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we're past that.
Okay.
That's a no-go.
But then, you know,
that's,
I'm glad you're going back to the theater. That's good.
What Rick doesn't forget anything.
When it was, they were slowly coming back, and then I really wasn't seeing, I didn't go back to it because it was just a trial, because, you know, just try it, see if it works, whatever we had at the time. And then the more stats I was getting back, people weren't going to movie theaters. I started noticing we're still closed. Mm-hmm. And I'll be completely honest with you, I really think probably in the next 5 to 7 years, movie theaters are going to be dropping out, like the video store, like kind of how the video store rental places go because of streaming and all that jazz. Which, to follow up with that, I'm doing a deal with Spectrum, and I have 2 15-second commercials to show you. They're going to be bookends. So this is the best, I don't know if you've ever been watching TV and you've seen where you'll have one commercial and then you'll have a long commercial and then you'll have the same commercial, the one you saw. That's going to be us, but I got 2 different messages so I can cover my grounds. But so this will actually start in July.
What are you going to carry over that you learned from during the COVID era and when we come out of the COVID era, what are you going to carry over into the new time period?
What am I going to carry over to?
Yeah, what did you learn here that you can still continue to apply in the future?
Oh, the videos, the making the videos and everything like that. And, you know, you really using the PR to do the videos and to announce things, promote it on our social media page because we have a YouTube page also, and also on Facebook, which our Facebook has boomed. Like, I think the highest spike was probably in February. And then people just got on there because now I have over 7,300 likes and follows on our Facebook page. There's about 1,300 on Instagram, and I'm creeping up to 1,000 on TikTok. So
how many views are you getting on your YouTube channel for every video you do?
Not much on YouTube because YouTube is not a high rating platform. The most popular one is still Facebook. That's gonna meet a lot of the target audience that I'm looking for. I joined TikTok because I should always start doing wherever the target audience is doing, or all age groups, and staying on top of that and sticking with TikTok so that way I can pull them in. So it's all about building my platform so that when those real emergency kind of messages need to go out or something like that, I know that my audience is there. Because I don't want to target just the 911 dispatchers. We need to target the public. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'm able to grow that those pages, and it's been pretty fun watching it rise up and everything like that. So
yeah, I'm waiting for you to put out a challenge on TikTok for all these kids to reenact and post.
Oh yeah,
that's all the rage with my teenage girls.
Yeah, I look at some of the challenges. And I'm like, which one do I want to do? So I'll have to do something like that, but we will have a challenge coming up here soon that'll be featured on our Facebook page. So we're going to leave that on a secret because it's going to be funny. So anyway, I'm going to play these 15-second ads for you.
How to text 911. Clear information with no abbreviations. No emojis, photos, audio, video, or group text. Tarrant County 911 District. Call if you can. Text if you can.
Okay. A little short and simple to the point.
In some situations, it's not always safe to talk to 911. So now you can text Tarrant County 911 District. Call if you can. Text if you can't.
And there you have it.
Whose voice is that?
Paid
Actor. Creepy. I was like, who in here?
Paid Actor. So, they actually filmed it at a studio, and I got to go and meet the actress. And I pretty much had to scare her to get her. She's never done like a scare thing before. And I guess she's wearing acting classes, so I started telling her things about 911, and people breaking in, and she pulled off with that. I was like, awesome.
That's awesome. Good deal. Thank you for making shareable content that we can share at our agency level too. That's immensely helpful.
Oh yeah, anytime. I always try to advocate that too, to share the content and, you know, share from our page too, because, you know, it's I'm definitely wanting the community to know who we are and what we provide, because what the community eats up also is the fact that I go out there and I say, hey, thanks for helping 911. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, hey, you know the bottom of your bill where it says 50 cents? That actually goes to 911. It doesn't go to I-35 or a new sidewalk or something like that. It actually goes to 911. So your 50 cents actually puts in new equipment, helps train, helps me come out here, go to your kids' school and stuff like that. So, and that's what the Kite event is too, is to also to let the community know we exist, and, you know, they want to know where their money's going. And so I definitely want to put that out there. We are, to not only the 911 education, but what the district is. All right, there's nothing else on the door.
I think you got confirmation, Bill. I think you're on the right path. So
oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate the support, too. You're doing an
excellent job.
What do the texting numbers look like at this point? Have we got an indication of that?
I've been told that. On our website, I added the box to read the volume report for that.
Overall call volume during COVID was down. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that was actually my largest post. I posted the numbers for how many calls came in during that whole time, non-emergency and emergency, and I think it had over like 30 or 40,000 views that people had shared it and looked at it and stuff, because the citizens got to see, like, oh, okay, good times. You've been saying since I do the rest of that, I never wrote that. Okay. So right there it shows the text here for May.
Yeah. You can just keep it there for that period.
Yeah, no problem. But yeah, so it's not.
So let's move to number 8, public pool, public power pool.
Hello.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have to follow Abigail. There's actually no update. P3 has still not received 100% of their members' data. Mm-hmm. They're still in the process of collecting that data. So P3 is still advising us on maintaining status quo and continue the dispute by paying the premium.
Yeah, we did pay you, right?
Yes. We are paying you.
So no applause for you. All right, thank you. Let's move to number 9, vehicle policy.
That's what it says.
Sure. So, are we ready to discuss this as a board?
I have a few questions.
Who's going to carry this through this? Is it Kevin? Or?
Actually, it's going to be Travis, because Kevin and I were not included on the policy.
Okay.
We've written the most recent copy of it, but Travis was actually actively putting all this together, so he's the best person to speak to it.
Travis, will you want to come in? I'm having a hard time hearing you earlier.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Making a move. I'm sorry. Right here.
Or project when you get up there.
Oh, I just right here may be good, and that'll. There you go. No. Thank you.
So I believe there was questions about the policy, and it was asked to be put on the agenda again, so I'm here to answer any questions.
I have a couple questions.
Okay,
my first question is, and Shanville answered this already, I think, but the mileage reimbursement, that's in a fiscal policy, not in the vehicle policy about when and how employees can receive mileage reimbursement for their personal vehicles?
Okay. I don't know if it is in the fiscal.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is in a separate policy.
So will we scratch that one here?
Not that we're going to scratch it. I was just curious if we wanted to add that in here or if that becomes redundant because it's already in a fiscal policy, but it just didn't have any mention in here about how mileage reimbursement is handled. Then my next question is something that I know has come up previously. Maintenance to personal vehicles. I didn't see anywhere in this policy that if you're going to use your personal vehicle for district use, there's no section in here about what may or may not be covered in terms of maintenance to that vehicle or to list that it will not be covered by the district.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to do that, to be honest with you, because I think the mileage reimbursement itself is encompasses all that.
Mm-hmm. Typically on.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think we want to avoid that.
To put it in there?
Yeah. Rick, sorry, all right, would you share that question?
I didn't see a lot at the, I didn't reinvent the wheel on this one. I did have examples from Irving, Tarrant County, and I think Grand Prairie, to kind of get some ideas from here, but yeah.
Those are the only questions I had.
How many employees are we, do we expect to be affected by this policy?
Anyone that's going to use a company vehicle. So I would say, well, maybe 100% of the staff may use a vehicle at one time or another.
Okay. Any other questions for Travis?
Or their personal vehicle that they give them mileage reimbursement.
We push, the idea is to use a company vehicle first, if possible. Aaron has created an app in QuickBase that if they're going to travel, they can check the vehicle out, reserve the vehicle. If they're going to go to Austin, San Antonio, somewhere for a couple days, the idea is to use a company vehicle.
Because we want you to put miles on the company.
Yes, and that's kind of our push too, because we do have the coverage, we do have the maintenance plans, we do have all that covered currently. Even Abby's vehicle is considered a team vehicle when needed if she's not out in the public. So we have three vehicles available to us. After that, if someone needs to do some sort of traveling or go to a PSAP, and we have no vehicles here, that's when they would start working on the mileage vehicles.
Is that written in policy as a policy director, right? So the point would be that the first place you would go with the pool car, and then if that was not available, then you were, we look at mileage reimbursement.
Yes, and I believe that is.
Just want to get on the record, that's all. Say it out loud.
We just all, yeah, and also take a vehicle home. It has to come back if you're not going to be here. So, and that's all director approved.
Any other questions or concerns from the board?
Have we ever had any employees under the age of 18?
Not employees of, you know, I'm aware since I've been here for 20 plus years. We've had interns and we've had part-time that have been perhaps slightly below that, but it was very short-term and part-time, and they're not going to be driving any vehicles. This is specifically for employees.
Okay. Do you want to avoid any liquor laws?
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Chief Davis, second by Mr. Brunson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you.
After a year, we're
thinking. Yes.
Appreciate you.
Okay, so from one policy to another, so the tuition reimbursement?
There's no changes with this one from the last year that was approved.
Okay, so is there a board being asked to?
Just approve this.
So do we do this annually that we?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions on tuition reimbursement?
Make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by the mayor. A second.
I'll second.
Second by Aubrey. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously.
I do have a comment, though. There's nothing in here that maybe I missed it. So we pay for somebody to get a degree that binds them to the district for X amount of time. Or they have to reimburse the district for the tuition. I'd like to see that next year.
I thought that was in there, actually.
I don't see it. I had the same question.
It's only based on just being able to get a degree based on if it'll be used here at the district, but nothing binding the matter of fact.
So if we can take that in the notes, we'll make sure that's good.
So what would that look like? Like a year, 2 years?
I'll send you a copy of the one that's in the county's policy.
Okay.
2 years.
We have 2 years.
Yeah.
So my other question is, and just in reading this, maybe I just need clarity. So under the requirements, you guys only let them apply once a year, assuming that they're going to complete a whole year. So there is no tuition reimbursement for semesters.
Correct.
Is that something that you guys just want to do, or are you looking to? I'm just asking there if there's room for opportunity, because you know a lot of the employees, like in our city, we don't necessarily require them to do a full year. If they want to do semesters, we still reimburse that. So if that's something maybe that you guys are interested in, want to present, just making it a little more broad so that it offers more opportunity.
Okay.
That's on target. That is somewhat inconsistent with the rest of us, I think. So, yeah.
Okay.
I can send you ours too if you'd like, just
yes,
so that y'all can take a look.
All right, then we'll move to the first interim executive director's report.
We have a new employee on Kevin's side, Dan Truitt. Would you like to introduce yourself, Dan?
I'm Dan Truitt. I've been in public safety for about 16 years. Five of that supporting all the IT radio phone infrastructure for our county in Colorado. Nine or so doing system installations nationwide. And most recently, just came from Denver 911 up in that area. So happy to be here.
Welcome to the team and to the heat.
Yeah.
Welcome to the heat.
Definitely.
Thank you, Dan. Next board meeting is scheduled for July 19th.
All right. Move to the legislative updates.
Yes. Bill is out of town, so I am serving as him. House Bill 2911 is the Next Generation 911 Wireless Fund and Reliability Bill. This bill went through many iterations during the past few months. The final version of the bill would have allowed the 911 entities in the state to set their own wireless fee at a choice rate of three separate amounts, 75 cents, a dollar, and or $1.25. These entities would have been required to establish a plan at a public meeting and continuously review the wireless fee. However, they will only be able to change the fee every 2 years. Based on input and concern from carriers and members of the legislature, a substitute bill was drafted which raised the current wireless fee from 50 cents to 75 cents on a statewide basis. The substitute bill incorporated language that addressed the Greater Harris County 911 District's need for a lesser rate increase due to its size. The committee substitute passed the House on May 7th. It was referred to the Senate Business and Commerce Committee, where the language was changed yet again. Essentially, there was just not an appetite in the Senate and in the governor's office for a fee increase in this session. The final passed version of this bill creates the Next Generation 911 Service Fund and uses anticipated federal funds from the state portion of the coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery fund to pay for the state's immediate need to upgrade 911 infrastructure and systems. Funds would be distributed to the Commission on State Emergency Communications and other 911 entities to support the deployment and reliable operation of Next Generation 911 service, including cost of equipment, operations, and administration. Governor Abbott signed that bill into law on June 16th. Any questions about that bill?
Well, I think we have a problem. I think first it's $100 million. Is what was authorized, I think.
I'm not sure of the actual amount.
And how do we get in position to figure out what percentage of that we could claim? I don't think
none of that has been determined.
So we'll get on the bill about that, because we'll need to move as quickly as possible, because it's a 2-year lifespan for this, and then we'll be back in the legislature pursuing the original bill.
It doesn't seem clear. All the statute states is the comptroller will be in charge of allocating funds from this Next Generation Fund. Doesn't say what they're going to base it on or how districts qualify for the funds. So that's obviously going to be an important consideration. The funds have to be allocated by December 31st of next year.
Which
whatever funds are available, the comptroller has to disperse by December 31st next year, but how, who they go to, just not clear.
Which would essentially affect this board's decision making over the next year, especially could the money be used for capital projects, which I'm assuming it can be. We've got to figure out what the opportunity is here and how to facilitate that. Do we do that through Bill, I guess? But we've got to make a run down to Austin and push, pull the levers we have to figure out what is the structure in which this money's going to be distributed, because there's nothing.
Yeah.
Clear.
Nothing.
No, there's no guidelines just yet.
This caught me by surprise. I was following the bill, and the Senate committee just did the old bait and switch, and that's what got approved. And they want to use free money from the feds, and however much is there is there. And so basically, it seems they kicked the can down the road for 2 years. They didn't want to spend the local monies there. They're hoping there's going to be enough to satisfy all the districts, but there's no guarantee to that.
So we may have to send some representatives down to force the issue to, again, materialize. We need some clear direction. Doesn't hurt to be first in line either, but we certainly need to get with Bill and figuring out how to get someone down there and talk to the right people.
Can I ask that we put a one page together with some talking points that we can make sure that each one of our individual cities lobbyists have regarding our position and our need?
I think that's on target. Absolutely on target. So our lobbyists can coordinate with Bill, and we can make the necessary visits for a while. Get this thing going. We'll do that.
And shall tell you, Kevin, I think y'all can take from that the board's support, we all taking a leadership role within the Alliance for helping them craft their recommendations so that we can at a minimum, more than our fair share, but at least.
And the Alliance is definitely involved and engaged. We were down there a couple of weeks ago. They were all equally disappointed. It didn't go the way it would have been preferred, but they're still actively trying to figure out what to do as well from the district's standpoint and the Alliance. So.
I'm assuming Houston's out of this.
We would assume that would be the case, since they've indicated that they are not in a need of funds, but the idea is that the other districts that are there, some of them are in great need. Once again, it comes down to how is this going to be decided for distribution? Who's got the greater need? How is this going to be put out there? And when you look at, say, $100 million, that's a little bit of a drop in the bucket in some cases.
Well, depending on how that's divided up, it may be an opportunity for this district for some of its long-term needs. And so, we want to be on the front edge on this one and see if we can find the opportunity to make some good things happen here.
Does it make sense to try to set up a meeting with Beverly Powell to talk about it, since she's one of our representatives right here in Fort Worth and sure. This part of Tarrant County?
Sure, I think all our reps could probably come into play.
I mean, I know there's more around Tarrant County, but she seems to be somebody that's very accessible.
Yeah, I think
and responsive.
So we were with Bill. We were channeling information to our representatives to try to make some things happen. But we could also rely on him to coordinate those meetings and send certain representatives to engage in these. Okay. Anybody else on this one? All right. Well, let's move to the 2022 budget.
I still have more.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
Good job.
House Bill 788, this bill makes emergency services, service dispatchers eligible to participate in a public safety employee treatment court and was signed by the governor on May 24th. House Bill 786 requires all telecommunicators in the state to be trained during their basic licensing or continuing education regarding CPR. This training is required to use the most current nationally recognized emergency cardiovascular care guidelines. It incorporates recognition protocols for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest and to provide information on best practices for relaying compression-only CPR instructions to callers. TCOL is required to adopt rules to implement tele-CPR training, is what they're calling it. And that bill was signed by Governor Abbott on May 15th. Senate Bill 713 is the Texas Sunset Commission scheduling bill. The Commission on State Emergency Communications, CSEC, was originally scheduled to be under sunset review in the upcoming cycle. However, the agency's date was moved to 2027. They would not be under sunset review for another two cycles. And then, any questions on any of those bills? All right, and by the numbers, during the 87th legislative session, the House filed 4,671 bills and passed 587. The Senate filed 2,256 bills and passed 486. These numbers do not include any resolutions. That is your report.
All right. Let's go to 2022 budget overview.
All right. So the first page was the initial proposed budget, the annual operating budget summary. There's two changes. One on the salary, it's actually gonna be $3,952.
What page are you on?
Page 34 of the packet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Took a taste of the account number.
5110, this is the old, this is one that was presented the last meeting.
Okay.
5110 and 5430, those are the two changes. 5110 is actually gonna be less, $3,952 less. There was an accounting issue on the salary on the compensation survey. So it's actually on the actual proposed budget is $2,177,895, which is on page 36.
So are you gonna modify this spreadsheet or is it already been modified?
Yeah, this has been modified. The second sheet is actually that modifier version. I just wanted to make note of the two differences. So page 34 is the old and page 36 is where with the modified version. Start with the annual operating budget summary. And then 5430 was $42,700. And we left out the FirstNet technology plan. So that actually increased by 6,000 and that's $48,700.
Okay.
So other than that, this was the same proposed budget that Shinar presented to you guys. I'm not sure if you guys need a breakdown of anything.
Just small modification.
Yes, sir. Just small modifications.
Okay.
The legal summary that went from 156 to 50 is normally over the years it's been 50. Has that been the normal amount? And we just had an odd year last year.
I think she moved some of the stuff that was in legal to professional services and contracts, wasn't that right?
Yes, so the payments we were making to the Epstein Group bill for the legislative updates, previous year it was budgeted in 5411, so we moved that to 5429.
Okay.
But that's not 100,000. We don't pay him that much.
That's $60,000. And also the...
It's another 46.
And there was another... we paid annually AT&T for the wireline
contract. I'm not, Kevin, do you know what that is?
Not specifically that one. Which one are you referring to? The wire line?
That's $73,000. Oh, sorry, $100,000. It's a cost sharing for... for the VPC.
Is that through us or
Jim City?
Sorry. Greater Harris County. That's the cost sharing. That was also moved to 5429. So the legal fees you are seeing here is just purely the legal amount, which will be paid in the
bank. They did raise their rates during the year. So did you adjust for the new rates?
Yes.
At the same or projected levels for next year?
We did incorporate those rates.
Wayne, does that provide to you?
The total dollar amount? Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable. Some issues just right here. Everyday normal type of issues that we deal with, that sounds like it's in the ballpark.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Unless you guys have questions for me. I have the annual capital budget summary off as well and the model 5-year funding projection.
I think this right here is the opportunity to really look at this state funding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to request that we hold off for 1 month on approving this. We normally approve it in July.
Okay.
Primarily because we do a really good job of measuring our outgo. But from a board perspective, we do a lousy job of measuring the incoming. And the board does have the right and the ability to print the form that the, or create the form that the carriers use to submit their funds. And I don't think that's ever been updated, probably since the district started. And I'd like to put that forward next month as something to be considered when we also adopt the new rates for next year. If we don't watch our money, we're going to have a hard time convincing other people that they need to give us money.
That's legitimate.
So you asked me for a motion to postpone until next month?
I'm moving to postpone.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay, then we're going to go ahead and move into executive session. Pursuant to Chapter 5.1, Texas Local Government Code, Texas Government Code, Section 551071, Section 551%4, Section 418183F, Texas.
Good day.
Hi. Chief. Do you need anything? All right, start your chips. Microphone back on.
Mr. Chair, I'd like the record to reflect that the mayor cut into the cake when we were in
the All right, coming out of executive session, back into public session, and do we have a motion or comment from the board?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd like the record to reflect that after the discussion regarding the Human Resource Director, Ms. Insko, left the executive session, was not present for further conversation.
Thank you, sir.
And then I will go forth and make a motion on behalf of the board that we enter into a contract with Strategic Government Resources, SRG, for the agreements for the executive search for Human Resource Director and Executive Director of the Tarrant County 911 Board.
Second.
Second from the mayor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. All right. Seeing that, we'll move into the public comments section. There's no public here to comment, therefore, this meeting is adjourned.